What's good, people? What's good, people? You're now tuned into the Wavy Davy Show. I'm your host, Wavy Davy Walker, and welcome to the Dollar Show. What's good? What up, though? Who's in the house tonight? Let me know. Tap in, people. I'd like to hear from y'all. And we're going to get into a little bit of music here. And I just want to say congratulations to myself. Graduation day is in the morning. Man, am I tired, but you know I gotta get it. So, look, pat on the back for myself. Congratulations, Wavy Davy, you did it. Graduation, LA Film School. Awesome. On to bigger and better things. You're not tuning into the Plug Radio Show LA on Anchor. Thanks for joining in. Let's get it. Yo, yo, what's up, what's up? Politicking with my peoples. 10V, got that heat. Y'all know what the time it is off the album as we know it. Or as I know it. Y'all should know it because I'm bringing it to you. But the name of the album is As I Know It. One of a Kind, a.k.a. 10V. Before that, we had Flo Boy. You know, Flo Boy Joe, he's getting it in for sure. Flush It Down the Drain. We had a couple other tracks before that. So let me know what y'all think, you know. Hamatory in the house. We got Flo Boy in the house. We got Sharp Music in the house, you know. Maybe we gonna get into some A Wood a little bit after that. See what's up with my peoples. Shout out to A Wood. You know, one of the dopest producers in the D. Also 10V. He's also a super dope producer. As myself, y'all know me, the Wavy One, Wavy Davy Baby. Get at me. Y'all want tracks, hit me up, holla at me. Let me know what y'all think. I appreciate y'all for tuning in with us. What y'all doing tonight? What's good? What's good? What's up for the weekend? Let me know if y'all got something going on extra special. We got a lot going on out here in Hollywood. We got the All-Star Game and stuff going on, so this weekend gonna be real banging. I know everybody gonna wanna party their life away. And, you know, get white boy wasted, white girl wasted, whatever you wanna call it. Get that party on and stuff all night. You know, I'm going to do a little party, and I got the graduation and stuff in the morning, like I said in the first part, you know, so got to do a little celebration, some good eats and stuff, and, you know, kick it with my peoples. I'm pretty sure some of my family going to be in from out of town. Then I got a couple of, you know, of my classmates and stuff here. They're going to be graduating too, so we're going to get it in. Shout out to international DJ Feeds the House Cat. I appreciate him. And you know he's going to have house music and stuff banging on Las Palmas Boulevard on Sunset. That'll be going to 10 to 4 a.m. So if y'all want to get into some house music, holla at Feeds the House Cat. You know, he was on all the social media sites, Facebook, Instagram, etc. And holla at your boy, Wavy Davy. Let me know what y'all think, man. Let me know what's going on this weekend. Tap in with me. You're now tuning into the Plug Radio Show LA. I'm your host, Wavy Davy Walker. Dollar Davy, dad of the podcast. Get at me, you know. Popcorn, you know. ASAP. Holla at me. We're going to get into a little bit more music, you know. We're going to get into some real D-boy music. Original D-Boy music, you feel me? So holla at me. This is Wavy Davy, and you're now tuning into the Plug Radio Show LA. And we're back. Welcome to the Dollar Show. This is, I'm your host, Wavy Davy Walker. This is the Plug Radio Show LA. Thank you for my anchor listeners. We just tuned in live on Facebook. If anybody's out there on Facebook, holla at me. Dollar Dave Walker. I appreciate everybody joining in. We're talking about graduation. You know, I graduated tomorrow from LA Film School. Thank you. Pat on my back, like I said before. Good job, D, but can't get comfortable. Got to keep moving. Busy weekend this weekend. It's been a busy week. But you know, you got to keep it moving. To all my people that graduated, we just got finished listening to Flo Boy Joe from Flo Boy Records. We finished listening to 10V, One of a Kind from Hamiltoy Records. And we got into some Prodigy, you know. Peep out Prodigy talk, man. Listen to some of the things that he's talking about. Rest in peace, Prodigy of Mobb Deep. Shout out to Havoc. You know, we appreciate all y'all work that you've done. And I'm talking about graduation, you know. In life, we graduate from elementary school, then we graduate from middle school, then we graduate from high school, then we graduate from college, and then some go on to go for more college, you know. Some of my people, shout out to my people that got their doctorates and everything like that. And graduation, it's about learning in life. We evolve. You know, you can't think you know it all. Every day is a learning process. You never know what you're going to learn in a day. There's a lot of things that go on where people, you know, get stuck in their ways. We got to look at things like, you know, it's an open book. Life is an open book. You can't stay stuck in your ways. You got to be willing to open up and listen to each and everyone. I don't care if it's young or old, you know, male or female. If it sounds logical, definitely listen. If it sounds crazy sometimes, you gotta listen, you know. Because, you know, we as young people kind of take for granted old people nowadays. Old people got a lot of game. Speaking of game, what's up, good game? My dog just joined in. Let me know, good game, man. We can get you on here for sure. My dog Jason got a lot of game. What's up, Queen Cat? I appreciate you joining in. What up, DJ? What up, though? NSP Records. What's up, though? I appreciate y'all joining in. But we talking about graduation. You know, I graduate tomorrow from LA Film School. I walk across the stage, you know, doing my college thing and everything, you know, brushing up on my skills. You never get too old to learn. And as people, we gotta evolve. Like I was saying before, we get kind of stuck in our ways. Everybody get stuck in their ways, and we don't learn no more. Everybody kind of stay still and then wondering why nothing's changing. You gotta be able to adapt and move around. I appreciate it, bro. It's like being a chameleon. You know, you got to be able to blend in everywhere. You know, I wear this. Y'all might see me with the hood stuff on. You know, my Sharp Music shirt and stuff, for sure. Representing. But I'll be in a suit or something, you know, the next day, you know. If it's ball time, you're going to put on, you know, your Jordans and stuff, your balling gear. If you're swimming, you're going to put it on a swimsuit, you know. So it's all about adapting and changing to your environment. And that goes with anything, you know, any type of learning you can pick up on. You know, if you can pick up on some Spanish or something, you know, that might save your life one day. You know, you might hear some key words that say they about to kill you. You know, que pasa, de moda, you know, and not to say your life. You know, they might be speaking some shit in Chinese or Mandarin or something. So pick up on it. You're now tuned into The Dollar Show. This is Wavy David Walker. I appreciate y'all joining in the Plug Radio app. Be willing to learn stuff, man. A lot of us get so hard-headed nowadays to where it's like, you know, oh, I know this. You know, I know everything. You trying to answer somebody before they can finish telling you something. And sometimes what you got to do is sit back and be quiet. You know what I mean? And just listen. Like, really listen to people, you know. and good and bad situations, because sometimes you can, you know, be listening to people and they're telling themselves, you know what I mean? They might have ulterior motives or something like that. You got to watch what people say nowadays, man. Everybody ain't solid, man. There's a lot of people with holes in them, man. You know, you can see through them. They paper mache, you know. They get wet a little bit, they just going to tear all apart. So, you know, make sure that y'all listening to what people saying, man. You know, especially in the streets, man. If any of my people out there, you know, that's dealing with any type of person that's on that type of tip, man, you gotta watch what people say, man. I'm here to let people know that listening is key. It ain't all about talking. It's a talk show, but I'm just trying to put people up on game from the things that I learned, man. You know, you gotta sit back and watch and peep game and make sure that you soaking it in, because you can use it later on down the line, man. I try to use things like just talking to old people more and more, you know, because they've been here before us. We think we know stuff because it's new, but it ain't nothing new under the sun, man. All this shit been here before, you know. Even the words that's on this computer, man, it's all words and it's all numbers when it all come down to it. That's it, you know, and they all just smash together. But most of the things that you hear has been in a book before. And before it was in a book, somebody told it, you know, and it's a story. And most of the time, by the time it gets to you, the story gets changed around a lot. So, you know, you can't believe everything you hear. Believe half of what you see, you heard? So it's about using your better judgment, following your heart, you know, feel it in your spirit, and make sure that, you know, it's what you feel. Every time you say fuck it and you do something and it bites your ass, you know it. Because you know you shouldn't have said fuck it. So we got to stop saying fuck it. You know, we got to start thinking before we do things, man. It's about really, really taking heed to what's going on around you and picking up on them signals, man. You know, you get those type of signals with people all the time. You know whether they shady or whether they good or not. Good people, you get a vibe from them instantly. You know, when people tell me that all the time, they like, yo, man, you know, I really dig your vibe, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm walking and smiling and stuff all the time. I ain't no sucker, but I don't walk through life without my head down and, you know, moping around and stuff, no matter what I'm going through or how bad I feel. You know, every now and then life gets the best of us, but, you know, at the end of the day, you got to hold your head up and say, look, I lived another day. And that's what it's about. It's about keeping it pushing. Long as you open up your eyes, it's another chance to do something new. It's another chance to learn something new. It's another chance to make yourself even better than you was that day before. So let's keep that in mind, man. We got to keep those goals in mind and not give up. You know, like nowadays, a lot of us are lazy, man. I'm lazy too sometimes, man. I get tired. I be in pain all the time. I'm on pain pills. Like, you know, I done been cut open twice, and, you know, my chest still hurt. I got a total right hip replacement. You know, steroids been ate up my bones. I got a whole new metal hip and shit put in. You feel me? Ankles hurting and everything. The other left hip hurt. They say I might need to replace that. I ain't gonna say it, but you know, I ain't wishing on none of that, but you feel me? And I'm not even that old man's cane stage or old man walker stage, you feel me? Or none of that. So I'm still thankful for every day. This is Wavy Davey. I'm your host on The Dollar Show, The Plug Radio Show LA on Anchor. Thank y'all for all my Anchor listeners. Yes, and we're back. If y'all got any advice, I love to hear it. Give me some game, you know. This not a one-sided show. You know, I like to hear from my peoples and let me know what's going on. Anybody got anything going on? or anything that you learned or something that's key, because we need a lot of help now, man. You know, these motherfuckers flipping the script on us. They looking at us like we stupid, but we built this motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? We the smartest people that ever walked the earth. No matter what we've been through, 400 plus years of slavery and still in it. But we still got multi-billionaires and stuff like that. And we still creating and making stuff, you know. All these video games and, you know, computer stuff, that came from the black man. Bet y'all didn't know that. But, you know, on the real, everything gets stolen from us. From the traffic light to peanut butter, you know. The first heart pump machine, you know. the first cars. Jack Daniels, the first whiskey. Like, we create so much shit, man, and don't get the credit for it. And then these motherfuckers try to turn the script and make Nefertiti black. I mean, white. You know what I'm saying? This shit is crazy. The sun goddess is supposed to be Caucasian, man. I gotta speak on it, man. How y'all feel about that? I'm like, these motherfuckers done lost their mind. They still trying to play people like they stupid, man. And, you know, shout out to all my my Caucasian folks that's you know, with us and stuff like that. But goddamn, man, like, really, man? Y'all really gonna do this on Black History Month? So y'all just gonna turn Nefertiti into somebody that can't even survive in the sun? Come on, now. They don't even want to call Egypt Egypt. They don't want to say Egypt in Africa. It's like, man, y'all really tripping on the knowledge, man. But if y'all listen to what I just played on Prodigy, man, and these motherfuckers will tell a lie over and over again until you believe it, man. So don't believe that shit. Just because you hear something over and over again, don't make it true. I need facts. I need proof. And even then, I'm still in question about it. Because where that come from? Shit, you know what I mean? You don't never know, man. So much stuff fabricated in the world, man. It's you down there got to unlearn everything that you've been taught. Because we ain't been taught nothing right anyway. We only been taught less than half of the story on how everything really go. And we don't even know how powerful we are. If we did, we would not be in this same position that we in. We got a lot of buying power, you know. We spend a lot of money on everything on a regular basis. We are the biggest consumers of any and everything in the world. We spend the most money and got the less money, but everybody else happy. Everybody else owns something, you know. So we got to get back into ownership and stuff like that, man. I remember back in the day, Shane used to be flooded with stores that we own. Mac used to be flooded with stores that we own. Grasher used to be flooded with stores that we own. Same thing in Atlanta, same thing in Florida. You know what I mean? Just like all that, you know. How me or a lot of black people had a lot of things now, but just everything went out of business and everything went sideways, and none of that stuff got passed down to generation to generation because we didn't have enough to hold on. Crack epidemic messed up everything. We still recovering from that, you know, and they still making money off of that. You know, they get us, you know, it's a trap. You know, when I first went down to the ATL and they was calling it the trap, I was like, hell no, I don't know shit about the trap. Don't know nothing about the trap. It's just a different lingo. But the whole thing is, it's really a trap, man. You know, you lock yourself in the place with bars and stuff, and there's only one way in and one way out. Yeah, you in the trap, baby. You got to think about things like that. But I want my people to think smarter, you know, think harder, think smarter and don't work so hard, man. The answer is there. It's always there in front of you. And what I learned is pattern yourself after successful people. It's the Wavy Davy Show, the Dollar Show. Get at me, Plug Radio Show LA. And they get into the bag. They get into the money, you know. Take that same pattern and apply whatever you got to it and make it work. And that's what most people do, you know. You don't necessarily have to reinvent the wheel, you know. Put some spokes on it, you know what I'm saying? Throw a pair of Vogue tires on it, you know. put a spinning rim on it. You feel me? Three piece it, you know, 4G auto, you know, things like this, off chrome, you know what I'm saying? Triple goals, you know. You don't have to reinvent the wheel to make money. And I'm starting to learn that, you know. I've always been a person that's been trying to come up with that one invention, you know. I want to get my Bill Gates shit on. You feel what I'm saying? My Mark Zuckerberg, you feel me? Salute to them, because they found a way to do something that the world can use that as a tool. And that's some of the illest shit in the world. This shit is great. So, you know, it's all about coming up with the idea, you know, after using someone else's idea and just make it your own. Just do something on your own to make it better. Find something to make it better, you know. Maybe one of us, I'm sure it will be, invent the first flying car, you know, or the first flying bike, first flying motorcycle or some shit like that. I'm sure we will if we haven't did it already. We probably got the patent for the shit somewhere that somebody done stole, just like everything else, but hopefully our people get some money off of that shit. I know we gonna candy paint the shit out of them or something like that. Be the first ones to come up with the switch up paint, where you can just hit a button and all the paint change a different color. You can have a different color car, any kind of color you want, you know, some shit like that. We be creative like that. So shouts out to all my people that's doing something, man. Like, and I mean doing something like surviving. If you surviving, that's all you need to do. Is live another day. Because if you live another day, that means you got a chance to be something greater than you was the day before. You know, hang around good people. Get you some winning people on your team if you don't have them already. And even if you got good people that you're good with, but maybe they're not too good at certain things, find some people that are good with those things, you know. Somebody that's willing to help you accomplish a goal that you're trying to accomplish. You know, somebody that just want to be great like you trying to be great, you know. And take the advice from the OGs, you know, the old guys and the old girls, man. You know, and they even might go into the pocketbook to help you create something, you know. They might have been saving something up since 78, waiting for somebody like you to come along to tell them something. You know, I learned a lot, you know, from my 13-year-old daughter, you know. I tell her, put me up on game, you know, what y'all young people doing now? What y'all listening to? What's the new wave, you feel me? What's hot and what's not, you feel me? Put me up on some game, you know. Because I know when I was at 13, we had a whole nother style of stuff going on, you know. I know our parents didn't know about that shit, and they really didn't care to ask, you know. It's just like we kids and we just doing whatever. But you know what's funny though? A lot of people got rich off the shit that we was doing back then. As far as like rapping and beatboxing and, you know, clothes and, you know, with the stonewashed jeans and stuff like that. People became moguls and millionaires off of this shit that we was doing as kids, you know? You feel me? Even cutting hair and shit like that, hair salons. We got a bunch of people that got a lot of bread just off of, you know, the hair care products and all that kind of stuff. Nah, you know, shit, it's real soul glow owners out in this motherfuckers. It's real Mr. McDowell's out in this bitch. You feel me? So, you know, we can do anything we put our mind to, man. I just wanted to say, man, that y'all are great, man, and I appreciate y'all joining in to this segment of the Dollar Show, man. This is what's up, man. Where I get to kick it with my people that I don't get a chance to see, and we can swap game, man, spit game back and forth, you feel me? This is the Welcome to the Dollar Show. I'm on your host. What up, though? We back with the Dollar Show. I'm your host, Wavy Davey Walker. Dollar Dave Walker, the podcast dad of the podcast. What up, though? All my people out there, I want to thank Anchor Radio, you know. All my people out here in L.A., the Plug Radio Show LA. I appreciate y'all listening in. We got Kadish in the morning at 6 a.m. Please tune in to his show, The Wake Up with Kadish. And then we got BG. BG is in the mix. Holla at him. Later on tonight, we got Liam's Late Night Lullabies. Holla at Liam, you know. Ladies, I know y'all going to be sliding in Liam's DM, you feel me? Liam's extra smooth. He going to be rocking y'all to sleep, you feel me, after my show. And all my people out there, get with Rob, man. He going to have some things in the mix. Also, Sir Edwards throughout the day. He's going to be dropping some knowledge on y'all and dropping some hot tracks for you. I appreciate all my team at the Plug Radio Show. Y'all join in with us. Tap in on Anchor Radio. This is the Plug Radio Show LA. I'm your host, Wavy Davey Walker. Get at me.